Australian dollar is on the rise. Recent weakness in the US dollar combined with increases in the value of Australia's key commodities have pushed the dollar to a two-year high against the greenback. But this has come at precisely the wrong moment for the economy, as reporter David Taylor reports.
Gerhard, a florist in Sydney's King's Cross, says his friend is heading overseas in a few hours, with a little spring in his step.
He was hoping that the dollar would go up 2 weeks ago, 76, today 78. Very good time for him, yeah.
Just around the corner, German backpackers Yurtis and Mayim are checking into a hostel. They notice the Australian dollar's recent rise against the euro and have already sent some money back home to gain from the higher exchange rate.
I just put something back in Germany, so I don't earn money right now here in Australia, so I just have this money.
It's a small windfall from an otherwise expensive trip.
I couldn't do it without my parents. And the accommodation, they're really, really expensive. So even hostels, I think.
Yeah. I think that most of the young people here have support from home, and that is the only reason because they are here. Without the support, they couldn't be here, I think.
That financial pressure, felt by backpackers on a budget, goes to the heart of why the dollar's recent rise, while positive for those heading out of the country, isn't so great for what is now a key sector of the economy, tourism. Nikki Hutley is the chief economist at consultancy firm Urbis.
It has a tendency to flow through across the economy. It actually acts as a brake on the economy, and so it's not good news for any of us.
German tourist Yurtis is already penny-pinching, and that's less money for the Australian economy.
So I always write down what did I pay for something and what it's supposed to be in euro.
Sounds like you watch it pretty closely.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm not rich, so I have to look what I have and what I can spend.
Nikki Hutley again.
I mean, first of all, you've got your big airfares to cover to get here, particularly if you're coming from Europe or the US. And then the cost of living in Sydney is very high. The price of food here relative to what you would pay in Europe or the US is high as well. So the cost for them is definitely getting higher.
Nikki Hutley says if the dollar rises above 80 US cents, it will have the same effect as the Reserve Bank raising interest rates.
David Taylor reporting. And at the moment, the dollar is just over 78 cents against the greenback.